Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's ready to have an emotional conversation with the homies. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eviction Night, our first regular proper eviction night of BB24. And it was a good one. So happy to have you here with us to talk about it all here tonight. Let's welcome in the panel here with us to talk about everything. Very excited to have this man back with us. It's Jacob Jones. Jacob, how are you?
I didn't expect to be the first delivery on the stop, but I am doing very well. I am excited to be here, and I'm excited to be here for a variety of reasons. First off, we had an amazing episode. I'm excited to be here with the four of you, three of you, and I'm excited to be here with the thespian, an Emmy Award winner, an Oscar performance, thespian. What other name do they call people in theater? Theatrical, as Taryn has been this week.
Taryn, so did you get an EGOT this week?
He got it. Well, he can't. We haven't figured out the vocals, but the performance and the face and the hands and like the is there. So he got like a.
What about beat, the fingers?
Like, well, the fingers, they're always there. But he got like an E without the Grammy and the Tony.
Okay. All right. Well, Jacob, great to have you here with us tonight. Here with us, a woman who just announced that she loves Big Brother. Here is Lavina Pavel. Lavina, how are you?
I'm doing great. You guys have never heard that come from me before, at least recently. So I guess this is kind of a breaking news update. Also, I wrote this joke down, so please laugh. You guys are all prettier than a full rack of ribs. Please clap.
You too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Ha ha. Thank you.
So many prettier foods than that, but yeah.
I know. That's like, why not cake or something?
And it's so messy. It's like, I mean, unless you, I don't know what you went to, but like, child, anyways. It's a mess. Your hands are a mess. You have to like afterwards, and like how hot is? Well, that could be hot to some people.
I mean, depends.
Not hot to me.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
A little bit.
And then, of course, the Emmy Award winning Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Oh yeah, I'm just. Don't mind me.
Could have said Lay's were prettier, right?
Wait, do the crunch in the camera. Like, do the sound. Like, put your mouth by the microphone. So
not the ASMR.
God. Oh, boy.
Not that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We just got a whole new viewer base just based off of that.
We're just eating some Lay's before a podcast.
And lost some. No big deal. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, for sure.
So it breaks even. All right. So Thursday night here, ready to talk about the eviction. We are going to take your questions later on the show. Rob's website.com/BB questions. Get your questions in. Come on. Some good questions tonight, people. All right. And then tomorrow morning, we've got some interesting news going on. We will have a brief chat with the latest house guests evicted from the house. Taryn, we're going to have a quick chat with Amira tomorrow morning.
Very quick.
Very quick. Very quick.
How quick?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Probably quicker than Monty voting somebody out.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are on track for Exit Press, but word on the street is that the Exit Press is going to be quick. Okay. So, Taryn, can you practice talking like Turner and see if you can get, you know, 50 states in 13 seconds?
So, Amir, we heard there's Taylor, there's bullying.
Yeah. Good. All right. Off to a good start. Hey? Yeah. So, we will have that. We'll play the interview for you in its entirety on the patron Q&A when Taryn and I get together at 3 p.m. Eastern for the patrons of Rob's Podcast. We will also post the video up on the Rob's Podcast TikTok account. Look for us at Rob's Podcast on TikTok. Okay, so here we go. Now, everybody was super excited about tonight, Taryn. Did the episode deliver to the degree you had hoped for?
I think it did. I preferred this episode to last night's, although of course last night's was also good. I feel like it felt like they cared, Rob. It felt like they they took some time and effort into actually trying to fit in good segments. They actually took the time to edit in a montage of all the leftovers lying, which really did actually capture the spirit of what it was like to watch them all over the place over the last couple of days. We got some great like little soundbite moments. They even like put a vote like tally up on the screen, like over the person that they voted for. Like it felt like they cared and it was nice.
Yeah. Okay. That part was all excited, but Lavina, were you hoping for a few more fireworks once we got to the vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I was texting with a couple people about it that I was hoping that we would see this scene where Nicole threw a fit. They would show Alyssa throwing them. Cause I was camped on live feeds, you guys, as all of us were after that veto fallout. I was hoping they would show Alyssa slip up. And then of course, like I said, the Nicole thing, the Daniel and Nicole fight argument. I don't know what it was. My hope is that they do a flashback in the Sunday episode, which they've definitely done before.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously, like Aaron said, it seems like it appears that they care. So hopefully they will, and they'll provide us more context and more fun, because this was just there was just so much to pick from.
Yeah. Jacob, just that when Amira says, like, should I burn the house down? You know, very, 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 went out in a very classy way, but
Rob,
don't threaten me with a good time, Amira.
No, exactly. Like, if you saying you're going to shake shit up and that's the shit that you shaking, I'm not shook. You know what I mean? I was expecting at least a couple of expletives. And I know Julie liked to keep it classy, but I think I'm just a dirty, dirty dog where I'm like, everybody named Mama, especially if you're going to hype it up, like, hey, everybody, you better be watching out if I get voted out. Like, air some shit out. Don't just keep it calm. Don't keep it cute.
It was giving a little bit of Annalise and from BB21, where she was like, I'm about to freak out on this girl. And then just giving us absolutely nothing. It was very much nothing. That.
Well, honestly, nothing. I mean, the silence, it kind of struck me a little bit. It made me like, look, I got a little chills by it, but I expected a little blow up, you know, at least calling somebody out. Even if you don't know who to direct it at, you leave in second. Shots need to be fired in some capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we got the like, you know, I kind of did see it. Like, Amira, today on the feeds, you were talking to Alyssa about how annoying it was that you even needed to pack. And on your way out, you had to tell Jasmine about other clothes that you did not pack because you needed them.
You did not see this coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I had been wondering if maybe that she had been tipped off because Taryn, I'm always looking at like what the people are wearing. And it did seem like tonight was a night where Amira was like in the, hey, I want to look good to sit with Julie clothes. And Terrence was wearing the I'm ready to compete for HOH clothes.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of found out that last week Pooch was wearing, dressier clothes because he was just like, I'll just change real quick after the eviction. Of course, I'm going to look nice, when I stand up and give a speech. I as far as I'm aware, based on her speech, based on the reactions of everybody, based on the vote itself, I don't think there's any indication that she had any more idea when the eviction happened than when she, when the feeds went down just a couple of hours before.
Yeah.
And she had on flats. It's not like she had on like stilettos or heels, you know what I mean? And so like it could easily pop those suckers off and pop some sneakers on.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jacob, should we be looking to the shoes on eviction night to see is that the tell?
I'm thinking so, honestly, because the pants, I have pants exactly like Amira had those pants, and I could easily move, pop a squat, leap and jump and do a wobble with them. And so they're not constricting. So if we look at the pants, if we look at the shoes will tell us all we need to know. If they have on heels, then they know they're about to make a strut and a fierce exit. If they have on flats, it's like, all right, let's pop them off. Let's slide them off. If they have on sneakers, that means it's game time, you know?
Another thing too, speaking as a woman, let's look for bodysuits. Let's look for, long dresses. Let's look for boots because those take not a long time, but it definitely adds a couple minutes to the dressing and undressing process. So look out for those. Cause I thought that too. I was like, Amira is stressed to the nines. Like she knows she's going, it was leaked. They told her, but yeah, I don't know. I think she was kind of exaggerating a little bit when she said, yes and no to Julie's question about if she knew it was coming or not. So,
but honestly though, like, I mean, if I'm like one of the people that's nominated and like, who cares if I'm staying or leaving? I'm dressing to the nine. If I think, I'm doing that. I'm gearing up, my face is going to be on the big screen. My body is going to be on the big screen. I'm not looking like, no offense to people who like to wear gym shorts and long t-shirts, but that's not how I roll.
You don't have to bring Terrence into this, Jacob.
I ain't the one to wear flannels either. So, everyone has their different.
who's wearing a flannel? Who's wearing a flannel?
Wait, I feel like I kind of am too. So I kind of took a shot at both of us.
Yeah. Flannel is fabric.
Okay, never mind. I'm not wearing a fabric. I'm wearing jean. But yeah, Rob, you do you. You're the king of podcasting, right?
All right.
Oh, boy.
Taryn.
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Rob. I think you look great.
Thank you. No, you look not so bad yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Taryn, we did find out, they've teased all week, what will happen to the surviving member of the Festy Bestie? What will happen on Thursday night? We got to see Terrence get to pick which team he's joining.
Yeah, that's, expectedly bad, expect the expectedly bad, this is not great. It's not great for Terrence. He has to choose a duo to join. Yeah. And to be fair, Terrence does not know this, but the way that the duos are set up right now, the leftovers will have the numbers to evict anybody outside of the leftovers so long as any pair goes on the block except for Monty and Joseph or Brittany and Michael, because they are pairs that contain two leftover members instead of just one. So basically what that means is that Terrence can join any pair of besties, as long as it's not Monty and Joseph or Brittany and Michael, and he will be pretty much lock safe because there will be a member of the other side of the house that the leftovers will vote out over him. As long as he joins any pair of besties other than those two. And unfortunately, he joined one of those two, Joseph and Monty. Which is great for Joseph and Monty and the leftovers, because Joseph and Monty are now lock safe as long as the leftovers stay together. Mm-hmm. They will have the votes to evict Terrence over one of themselves if they are nominated together.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though. The feed that I'm on the West Coast, I was watching a feed. It was a little bit blurry at this point. I saw a couple of tweets about Joseph potentially making eyes at Terrence as if to be like, pick us. Is that true? Did I miss that? Was it that?
It's been
Joseph's missed all week, and they're getting Terrence too, aren't they? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Did that actually happen?
I didn't see the eyes being made, but it was something. This was one of the possibilities discussed, and Joseph and Monty have been kind of like, yeah, you should come in with us if you have the chance. So, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. And from Terrence's perspective, it's like, hey, like, got a good chance that one of these guys is gonna win HOH, gonna be maybe be safe this week. Not bad. Maybe we'll win the veto.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, look, though, look at the stats, dude. If you're going to pick one of the doomed pairs, you might as well pick the one that actually has three vetoes to their name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not HOHs, though. Vetoes. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what he's thinking. I don't know.
I guess so.
Should we talk about Amira and her conversation with Julia? I mean, like, it really was like a very quiet exit from the game. Jacob, she just like basically said, like, you know, she's just too big of a threat. That's really what it all came down to.
I mean, I feel like that's the safest answer. If you're kind of like humiliated and you didn't really pack all your stuff and you thought this game was going to go one way for you and it goes another way, it's always like a safe bet. You know, I'm the bigger, she was a bigger threat than Terrence anyways, but I just feel like it's the safest bet to say that. I was surprised just at the kind of like, oh yeah, I knew this was going on. I kind of felt this a little bit. I was a little bit weary, kind of puzzling the pieces. Isn't the phrase like piecing the puzzle together?
Sure.
Okay, piecing the puzzle, right? Yes. Putting the pieces together. She was putting the pieces together in the last interview. And so it was common sense about what happened, but I don't know. I just wanted more emotion, more negative emotion out of Amira, even though it's like so sick and twisted. But I just wanted to like, damn, you know, they got me real. You know what I mean? Instead of like, oh, I kind of figured.
Mm-hmm. I think this interview was really hurt by another thing that was really hurt by the fact that the episodes have not brought up the Old School Alliance at all. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what the Old School Alliance is because you only watch the episodes, it's an alliance that consisted of Amira, Nicole, Daniel, Terrence, Jasmine, and Alyssa. And it's actually the reason why the Leftovers formed, because Alyssa ratted out the Old School Alliance to Kyle when they were flirting. And then he used that information to create the Leftovers Alliance to combat specifically the Old School Alliance. And that's why when, you know, Amira was like, the half of those people are in the Alliance, I don't understand. That's because she didn't understand that they knew about the Old School Alliance. So she wasn't able to like realize what happened. Kyle even said on the feeds, he was like, oh man, Amira is going to be so pissed at Alyssa when I say in my goodbye message that it's actually Alyssa's fault for telling me about the Old School Alliance. And that's why she got evicted. But she didn't get any of that because it wouldn't make sense to viewers because they don't know what the Old School Alliance is. But that I think would have provoked at least a reaction that would have been like, oh, Alyssa, like, oh my God, that's why it happened. Because that actually makes sense. Whereas the way that it was presented to her on the show didn't really make sense. And that's why she was mostly, I think, just confused.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just personal preference, I guess. But I'm not a big fan of Julie calling people classy for not having an emotive rebuttal based off of things. Like, if you got blindsided, I want to, you know, at least hear like, damn, like, you know, F that sucker. So there's something with some type of emotive, like, oh, I ain't talking to you or just something like that. I don't like to promote that we should be, when you leave the house and you get blindsided, that you should leave in a classy way. Yes, you shouldn't like do the most, but like, you know, give me some type of raw energy that.
What's wrong with Angela? Give us
what's wrong with Angela.
Yeah.
That, you know.
What's wrong with Taylor? I don't know.
What's wrong with Nicole?
Something,
but just not like, oh, you know, I get it. It's a part of the game. Like, nah, oh, they lied to me. I'm, you know, Julie, I'm never talking to people again. Like, just something instead of, oh, good job. You left classy. Like, no, Don't leave classy. Yeah. And people watching, that's probably going to be on Big Brother 25. This is not endorsed by RHAP, but just as a Jacob Jones note, I would like some non-classy exits. Like, we haven't got really one. I mean, we got Kylan last season. But like, we know, just spice it up. Give us some diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Retweet. Another thing to call back to the two alliances, which is really weird, because what confuses me is like, who is writing Julie's script? Because she did reference she said Alyssa's in two alliances with Amira. So it's like, if you're not going to mention both of the alliances, why are you telling the viewers she's in two alliances?
I think she's alluding to girls and Pose Pack.
Okay,
yeah, it's right. Because they're pretending like girls. They've been pretending that girls is a thing for the last roughly 2.5 weeks, mm-hmm. or so, when it hasn't been, because yes. the real other thing has been Old School. But yeah, I think they're referring to girls.
Okay.
We got some interesting goodbye messages for Amira. We got from Kyle. Kyle, basically, that he takes ownership that he created the leftovers. Tara, do you have any problem with that in sort of the in the show as Kyle being the official creator of the leftovers?
Not at all. It was he got the information that spawned the idea. He first discussed it with Monty and Michael. Then he was the one who spearheaded it with the pound. And then it was also, you know, he knew that he could bring in Michael and Brittany because he'd already kind of talked to Michael about it. And he was already in another alliance called the Outsiders with Michael and Brittany. And then, of course, they all kind of came up with the idea of pulling in Taylor. And it was also his idea to backdoor Amira. And he also mostly led most of the meetings and gave most of the speeches. So, you know, definitely there were other contributions. Joseph was a huge part of it as well. But I definitely think it makes sense to say Kyle was the one.
Okay. We got one from Nicole, who before Amira left, she was able to, hey, Amira, one last thing.
Amira, I'll see you on Amazing Race.
I'll see you on the Amazing Race. The world is waiting for us.
They are not calling. They are not calling.
Could you imagine?
That phone is dry.
What, yeah. I'm hoping that Nicole was probably thinking, I'm hoping that, like, you know those, you know, and I'm no stranger to them as well, but you know those like orgs or like live reality games, sure. that people host in their own home state?
Yes.
I'm hoping that it's one of those, just like, you know, on a Saturday, you get your girlfriend, you team up and go, you know,
college
to the mall
Amazing Race.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do one of those, but like, let's not touch CBS with that. And CBS, don't you dare contact her.
Yeah.
Well, she used this as a reason for why she couldn't vote Amira out. She was like, man, but we're going to be on the Amazing Race together. And I love the idea that Amira went out of the, because if you're Amira, you just got blindsided and on your way out, Nicole is like, well, hey, see you on the Amazing Race. I'm definitely thinking this mother son of a gun.
Yes.
Just voted me out. And still wants to go on the Amazing Race with me? Like, they clearly had planned on saying that, because nobody who's in the middle of being blindsided has the forethought to think, oh, we'll be on the Amazing Race together, don't worry. They're probably, if she was really blindsided, she would have been like, oh my God, what happened? I don't know. But no, instead she's thinking about the Amazing Race. Only somebody who knew ahead of time could think about that. Or maybe, I don't know, like a psychopath, but only clearly she must have just known ahead of time, because no thoughtful, empathetic person would ever have that thought in their head as somebody's leaving the game after being blindsided.
Come on, passion.
Well, I mean, I've got news for Amira. If she ever thought that Nicole was an empathetic person, that's also breaking news for her. But also, it's just like, it's also just kind of like, Nicole's like, how can I make this about me? How can I take mm-hmm. this opportunity of live television? You know how we just love, you know, the shout outs. They take the opportunity for, because they're like, I'm on live television. Let me talk to my family. It's the same kind of thing. Let me talk to, hey, maybe the Amazing Race producers are watching.
Maybe
this episode.
Phil Kogan is watching
himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I know damn well that they're just aching to cast two.
Phil's not watching Big Brother.
Trajectory.
People.
Well, he should be.
No, absolutely not.
Nicole
is a
dreamer.
They're aching to cast two pre-jurors, for yeah, sure.
Nicole is a dreamer. Trajectory. She dreams a lot in her sleep. Just leave it at that, yeah. Because even in your right mind, you got into the, you think your personality is booming the audience that much where you're like, oh, I got ABC and CBS on speed dial. When I get out this, you know, when I get out, like, no, baby girl, like this, the second, third week we in here and you already expecting a call, or, oh, me and Amira have been such a dynamic duo this season. Okay.
Dominated the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been all over social media, Jacob. So
true tea. And I, you know, the Amazing Race may not be calling, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that they'll have some exit interviews with TMZ to explain all this.
Yeah, so, they're going to have a lot of interviews. Yeah,
Nicole, how about you say, see you on TMZ, baby girl. see you on
there'll be a few
walls.
Speed bumps for you. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Not a few, Rob. I think the whole trajectory outside of this is going to be a speed bump. Mm-hmm. A long, hard one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Nicole vows to, you know, get revenge. The boys must have drawn a line in the sand. We heard from Taylor, who, as you would expect from Taylor, only like kind words for Amira.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked about this a little bit in the update this morning as well, that she doesn't really know. Nor does, I guess, the majority of the people watching the show, how like involved Amira was in a lot of the Taylor bashing, especially early in the season. And not that she would necessarily change her tune if she did, because she's that nice of a person. But she definitely does not know how much Amira has sort of talked about it.
Mm-hmm. We even heard from the HOH, who had the final word here for Amira, who said,
Amira, I blame you for Pooch leaving.
Turner, we were all rooting for you. Why do you have to bring it back to Pooch?
Wait, who called Pooch the Gooch? Who says that?
I'm not sure who said it first, Puya or Chappelle. Yeah.
One of them, they say I was screaming at that. That's like I'm turning to my new bio. But yeah, you're right, Rob. That kind of like man. And I was about to give Turner my stand card after this episode. I was like, mm-hmm. Come on, Turner, like what you got? And you gotta bring up Pooch the Gooch. Wait, is Gooch a net? Like, can I say Gooch?
I don't think it's appropriate. I think you can say it on TV. Yeah,
we've passed the point of no return on that.
No more. Let's get the Gooch out. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, but he did this one for Pooch, but let's let it go, Turner.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I guess let's go back to, we got to see the veto in this episode. We kicked things off with the veto meeting, and we got to see Turner's speech. Taryn, I know you've heard a lot about it this week. How did it hold up to what you had heard after the fact?
I mean, it was fantastic. It was such a powerful moment to see this and see Taylor's reaction. You know, as she got emotional, as he like stood up for her, saying that she didn't realize how much she needed it. It was so powerful to see an example of, again, just like somebody who's willing to stand up and say something, and him saying like, I, you know, I'm like this 22, whatever year old kid, like I shouldn't have to be the one saying this to all of you. But I am. It was honestly my favorite moment of the episode. I really enjoyed it. And of course, to sort of like add a little bit extra on top here, Taylor's reaction, her emotional reaction to being stood up for, was described later by Nicole as, guys, there's definitely no way she knew that was going to happen. She was so scared. She was literally shaking next to me. She was so scared. There's no way she knew ahead of time, because that's how great Nicole is at reading other people.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing too that I wanted to bring up was the DR that that Turner mentioned, that he's of course sick of seeing all the bullying. That first of all, they're using the word bullying, which is very important here, because a lot of people you know, on social media, not a lot of people, I've seen some people say it's not bullying, it's gameplay. This is gameplay. It's actually not. It's just, it's personal and it's bullying. And if you still believe that after this week, then I don't know, I can't really help you. But the point that he made was that I'm not perfect. I wasn't perfect, but you know, I just want to see it end. So he at least acknowledged, you know, the mistakes that he's made. And I know that he's talked to Taylor about it already. So that's, I like to see that. And I think we need more moments like that on our reality TV shows.
I feel like we need more people like that on our reality yes. TV shows. I thought that I was like, I felt myself like getting teary eyed, and I'm already a crier, like a very emotionally sure. expressive person. So if you give me, you know, a sad violin tone, like tears are erupting. But when I saw like Taylor's face, I was like, wow, like this moment kind of came full circle, because when you have someone that that confirms your trauma or your like what's been going on in your head, because for a long time, like she was the only one kind of going through this and everyone else was looking at her saying, oh, you're doing all this. And so in a sense, you may not want to get all of that out there. And yeah, people are getting in a group together and saying like, hey, Taylor, like, you know, after a week, hey, Taylor, like you didn't do anything wrong. You're a good person. Like you're, you know, queen, blah, blah, blah. But when you have someone do it publicly in the eyes and in front of the people who are actually causing you that pain and causing you that harm in that house, I was just like, yes, Turner, like I would like let you come into my home. Like I would cook a meal for you. You could, Turner could easily sit at my
even
table.
Have you seen his the bottom of his feet, Jacob?
Rob, I will lick the bottom of his feet.
Oh just my for that God.
Jacob.
Yes.
I mean, it was a good speech, but
he has it. No. And I told you I'm a dirty, dirty dog. And so like that speech that he gave, like, I think it deserves a little. Why not?
RHAP. RHAP out of context. Twitter is typing as we speak. I
can't believe I actually just said that on here, TBH. But no, I would let him. I would wash his feet.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me not revert back. I said what all I right. said. I will lick on his feet at least one.
Yeah.
Terrence jealous. Oh, here tearing. He Terrence jealous. It's all right, Terrence. I'll still do your show.
I just feel like lately you've been talking about all kinds of other besties licking other people's feet, and I'm just kind of like, you know.
Taryn, you're right here. I know where
they're
home
right
is.
Here.
I know where home is, and home is with you. So you know, it's nothing. You know, people don't care when they don't compete, and no, you already know my eyes are.
When you say other people's feet, that means that he's told you that he would lick your feet.
You know, that means I have licked Taryn's feet. You
know, Turner gave such a good speech. It really was such a powerful moment. Really coming on the heels of what Joseph talked about last night in the episode. Where when he talked about what it means to be strong, and Turner really added to that about, you know, that he's seen a lot of things in this house, the bullying. It ends now. It ends here. This is it. This is the end of it. And for all of our sakes, let's hope you're right, Turner.
Yeah. And again, it is really such a powerful moment because. You know, if you're watching the feeds afterward, obviously this wasn't like included in the episode, but they are all running scared after that speech. This is not a moment where, you know, Turner steps up, he says something, and then everyone turns on Turner. Everyone hates Turner. You know, like Turner becomes the new outcast because he said something, he dared to say something, and it's always best for your game to just stay with the group, not say anything. No, they were all going to Turner and basically begging him, not me though, right? I'm not a bully. Please don't call me a bully. I don't want to be a bully. And they were begging for his approval because he had the gall to stand up and actually say something, and they knew that he was right. And that's the key, right? Like, and so he instantly won so much respect in the house by doing this, even though he was directly calling these people out.
What is the chance of them? Because again, I was watching the feeds that day and they were all comparing notes. Well, I stick up for Taylor, or it's not me though. Who could it be? Oh, could it be Indy? What is the chance of them showing this in Sunday's episode and then doing a callback to, you know, them trashing her. Will that be a thing? I feel like no.
Yeah. I would have loved for it to be because, you know, hearing them say it with a straight face, I've been defending Taylor right. And not having the flashback was kind of annoying. But what are you going to do?
I would say the caveat might be depending on who gets HOH and who ends up going on the block and what story they have to ultimately try to tell. Like, I think anything is in play where if they might have to like try to explain, wait, hold on, why is this happening? And like, I feel like that maybe we could go back and see something.
Yep.
I guess. I feel like once they showed the formation of the leftovers, it would have been a perfect like time to put that in there, like a good, you know, like 2 minutes of some sort of content where it stays consistent with the leading up to, you know, the formation of the leftovers. But hopefully they do.
Yeah. Taryn, we got to see Amira trying to put the pieces together after the like, well, he couldn't have done this unless he had support from somebody. Who does he think he has? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. And this like kind of plays into the montage they show later where it's just like, let's practice our acting skills. The leftovers have been keeping the other side of the house in the dark all week long. And the primary theory was Nicole and Daniel might have been involved. Indy might have like had something to do with it. There were some suspicions on Brittany as well. But for the most part, this was a very successful campaign to keep Amira from figuring out what was happening and more importantly, keep the rest of her allies from figuring out what was happening as we saw sort of once the votes were read.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and Amira's like DR right after she was trying to figure that out, saying, I need to know who is with him for him to think that he has the balls to put me up. I was like, oh, she is filling her oats to the 10th degree. And so this blindside is going to be even more epic.
I like that we got a shot in there of Indy hysterical during the post veto shenanigans. She must have been very upset about all this.
Yes, very, very upset. It was a very upsetting day for Indy. And it was all her fault as well, as everybody was pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
I also love how they show just one singular 3-second clip of her crying in front of the mirror and then just never touched it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no so context cute. Provided.
Yeah.
Say less.
Well, I had wondered that, Taryn, I know you said that she had been stung by a bee. Was that her reacting to the bee or is that her reacting to people blaming her for things?
Look, Rob, it was overwhelming. No, she didn't know that that people were blaming. I don't think she still knows that people are blaming her. But basically, the blaming is that once they were all called bullies, they all kind of scapegoated Indy. Oh, she's the bully. She has said some things, and they said she's basically the one person that Turner must be called. Everybody else is innocent. But she doesn't know that they were doing that. She was crying for separate reasons, but, I think, you know, she's showing that the house was a bit of a mess in general. And maybe there were some bees.
There was a really great moment where we had the leftovers in the backyard. Leftovers plus Terrence in the backyard. And they're talking about like nonsense, talking about the, you know, hide the veto competition. And then Amira is in one of the bedrooms. She's there with Daniel and Nicole. She's like, let me go check what's going on. She goes and checks the backyard and sees them. She comes outside for a second. She goes back. And this was so funny when they were talking about like with this group of people, that's super random. Super random people.
Super random.
Yep.
No way they would be talking game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the people that are left over.
That's who's left over.
Yeah. I mean, that was perfect. Chef's kiss.
She said the thing.
She said the thing. Yeah.
She said the buzzword. She said the drinking word.
Yeah. And this is what, this is one of those moments I was talking about where like the way that they edited this was perfect. Obviously like she dropped the word, the leftover, the people that are left over. But you know, like, it wasn't dramatic, you know, by itself. She said the word, but it didn't have the punch. They added the punch. They added them laughing outside right after. Just great stuff.
Yeah.
It's also just funny to me, just really quick. It's funny how she thinks that surely if Taylor's in a room or with a group, that game cannot be talked. Like, there's no way there is any game talk with Taylor there. You're just like, nah, you know what? No chance. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and people that she are, you know, is definitely friends with within that group. The, you know, the guy that I think they started, or I don't know if they started, but it was like kind of like a flirt man with her and Joseph a little bit. Maybe I don't think any action happened, but I just think the thought was there. So it's probably like, I'm close with these people. Taylor definitely can have them. So,
Probably.
One of my other favorite scenes in this episode was Nicole and Terrence are going to sit down and have a conversation. And she has some things she has to get off of her chest. Lavina, what is Nicole's thought process here of why do you need to tell somebody who's going to go out and then not go to the jury house, not have a vote, but go out and watch the show? Why do you need to tell them what your occupation is before a day before they leave the house?
I think it might be kind of like an offering to go out the door, this is how much I love you, so I'm telling you my deepest, darkest secret kind of thing. But what's interesting about this segment and just about Nicole in general is the blatant hypocrisy we see just from even what they showed in the episode. Like, I'm tuned into the live feeds, but even a casual could pick up on this who just watches the episodes. And the night before, she was saying, Taylor, you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me anything about my game or be passive aggressive. But then the next day she's telling Terrence, well, you're out the door anyways. So, and she tells him that point blank. So
that's aggressive.
What's the difference there? Yeah. That's aggressive. Aggressive. There you go.
Mm-hmm. A double negative.
Yeah. For me, my favorite part of this, and I tried to convey this in the update, is the how she goes from like, you're my soulmate, to like, now, since you're not gonna be here, I've got a secret to tell you. And like the smirk on her, she's so proud of this. Mm-hmm. She's waiting for like, she's like again, like, you know, she doesn't like to make it about her, but after she just dropped the bomb on Terrence, sorry, right, but you're not going to be here. Now, please give me my nice shocked reaction when I tell you my secret. Isn't this cool?
And Terrence did stay. He's going to be in the house still, which is great. But Jacob, maybe more importantly for the future, now, did Nicole play herself? Because now, will the other players on The Amazing Race now know this secret?
Rob, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes,
I mean, if you have like a beef with the cops, then maybe. But if I'm here, I'm trying to think of a career that would actually, if I'm in the Big Brother house, I'm trying to think of a career that would actually have me gooped, gobbed, and salivating. Rob, you are a smart man, let me tell you. And the only thing that I could think of, like, if someone would tell me, like, I'm sitting in my coffee, you know, they're like, Jacob, I trust you. Like, you know, I want to tell you something. Okay, what you want to tell me? You know what I mean? And if they tell me, like, they're a dentist, you know, a doctor, all great possessions, but it's just not going to shock me. One career, if they tell me this, I'm going to be like, oh, work. You know what it is? Like, if someone came in the house and was like, I'm an exotic dancer. Wait, what you say? You know what I mean? What you trying to say? I'd be like, work. That's the only career that's going to like make me gobsmacked. But like, you tell me, like, you a cop. Okay, cool. Teacher. Okay, awesome. Dentist, lawyer. Okay, amazing.
So if somebody revealed to you that their career was actually exotic dancer.
Yes. Then
that
would
mean something. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Because I'm going to be like, first.
In a good way?
In a good way. I'm going to be like, first, teach me something. You know what I mean? Because I feel like this thing could definitely do a couple of tricks. Second, I think that's an amazing, like a dope ass career. And I'm like, that's something, and I never met one, like never met a person like as an exotic. And so I'd be like, oh, work, you ate that. But like, don't tell me like you a teacher and expect my jaw to be hitting the ground. Like, okay, we love educators of our futures. But like, if you tell me you do your due deals, oh, Rob, you got a final two out of me, baby. Final two. Yeah,
Jacob, I do have something to tell you.
What is it?
I'll tell you right after
you work
the show.
Fridays and Saturdays at Ecstasy.
Yeah.
The happy
Have you
hour
noticed
times.
There's no podcast Friday, Saturday night?
I do, Rob. And I thought I recognized you when I went last week, but I wasn't sure. You had your mask on, so it was hiding a little bit.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Rob, what's your exotic dancer name?
It's Racco Ribs.
Oh,
yes. Boy. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that joke down.
Rob is looking good.
Oh, that's, right. Ooh, that's your that's tagline. Right. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I know you got that barbecue sauce all over.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, Jacob, they got sticky. The sound. You do the sound bites for them.
Darren, I didn't want to tell you, but
we finally found the source.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
Turner comes into the room that he's going to come in and wants to have an emotional conversation with his homie. And he tells Terrence the good news. Taryn, I thought you had a better version of this on the update this morning.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Terrence, they kind of left this part out, but Terrence was just like, I was just humoring her. And he knew that he had the vote. He kind of had the idea that he had the votes already. And so when she was telling him, you don't have the votes, he was just like, excuse me? But he was playing into it, fully intending to snow her and anybody else that didn't know that he had the votes. And it got even better today on the feeds as he went around and really just played it up so much. Amira was talking to him like, hey, you know, when you get out and you go home, like hold your head up high. And he was like, well, don't worry, I'll come out to finale night. And she was like, oh, will you? That's so great. I'll be so excited to see you. He was telling Joseph and people that did know he was going to stay. He was like, so what I'm going to do after I stay, and hopefully he does this, he was like, I'm going to go up to the people I know didn't vote for me. And I'm going to be like, thank you so much for saving me, and see what kind of response they give. And it even led to the fantastic eviction speech that he gave because he knew, of course, that he was going to stay, and he queued it up. This gave me goosebumps when he said this.
I asked myself this question and I ask it to you. What if?
What if? What if? Ew. What a way to cue it up.
Ew.
This guy knows how to create drama.
Mm-hmm.
Thing with my response to that, my thing with Terrence is just, I feel nothingness. I don't know if you guys are on the same page. I just feel nothing. And the one thing here, one thing I'll give him though, is that we were mere seconds away from the blind side not happening, because I truly thought, I'm sorry, we could have been seconds away from it, because I truly thought no shot that Terrence lasts with knowing that he's staying without telling somebody. I was like, this is going to be ruined because Terrence is going to spill some kind of blindside butterbeans to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Spill the blindside butterbeans, yeah.
And that just came to me. That's what I thought. But that's the only thing I can give him right now. Sorry, Terrence. I need to see more.
Okay.
Look, the enemy of my enemy provides me drama that I'm interested in watching. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I like the double shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we want to say about Amira and her time on the episode tonight? Because I'd like to talk about what is going on here with the HOH competition.
The movie of the century?
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it. Okay. Boy, I just really don't understand how the Big Brother movie placement works, where, you know, it's like, hey, you know how we're really going to drum up some more people being interested in this horror movie coming out 1 month from now? What if we got an HOH competition all about The Invitation? Brilliant. Let's do it.
I was so excited. I was like, look at Big Brother giving us this sneak peek at this upcoming movie. Like, what? And it's a challenge that's inspired by it. Guys, this is so cool. Big Brother movies together.
I know y'all are being sarcastic about it, but I don't think this should be a laughing or sarcastic matter because I thought the movie looked bomb as hell. I was shook. I was shook. I thought the incorporation looked really good. I thought it was a dope idea to do it. And what if the whole theme of this week is a bloody wedding? What?
Wedding fest? Yeah.
Sorry, like, you know,
what like a red wedding
like that. Yes, a red wedding. Yes, that was this week. And so I thought this was so cute. Y'all are like such hardened men who can't see a romance and thriller and killing and in making a beautiful competition. And I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the story should be relatable, I think, as a bunch of people like get an invitation to a thing and then show up and it ends up turning into a horrible nightmare. And I feel like that for some of these house guests, you think that maybe it's an invitation that they should have declined.
Yes. They definitely should have.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'll say one thing. The only thing that was missing was, and I pray we get this. I pray we get this for next week's or Sunday's episode. And they tell us, or sorry, they show us, I guess, the scripted DRs that come with the typical like movie, like, wow, I saw this preview in the I watched this full movie in the HOH room and I loved it. Yeah. It's like the whole time.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
They got cue cards back
oh
then.
Oh my gosh, y'all are haters.
Will they get to watch the invitation?
No, I think the best we probably can get is a guest, a person starring on there to host, like, you know, the veto competition or the second part of the HOH competition. That would be dope. Remember they brought David Hasselhoff in season 13 now?
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
I remember that to today. It was like my like creme de la creme. And so
sorry,
I think
what was his last name?
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
And David wait, was that not how you pronounce
it? No, you got it. Oh, yeah, you got
that's
it. Right.
You two up there, you two are trolls.
All right. I was just asking for clarification.
David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody from the invitation will be hosting a competition. I feel like that they could get like maybe like a TV person. I feel like that a serious actor is not showing up for hosting an HOH competition. Or the veto.
Okay, that's what you think. They had David Hasselhoff, Rob.
I feel like they had some people like from MacGyver. I think that they might have.
Wait, how do you say his name?
You said it right. Nobody was.
Okay, why are they laughing?
Taryn's laughing. I'm not laughing.
Oh, yeah, you're such a little middle school.
I laugh at everything. If you laugh, I laugh. If you laugh, I laugh.
Okay.
You got it. Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah. No, exactly. But yeah, they can easily see. I mean, they can easily. Who did they have? They had somebody, Ross was on the show.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. They could bring someone in. They have the budget.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have the budget.
Oh, never mind. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
They had Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
How's this for a horror movie themed competition? They say, okay, you know, only a certain amount of you will get the red letters for the invitation. But instead of eight, it's all but one of you will get one of these letters, right? 11 of you will get a letter. One of you will not. And then they have the whole house compete. They get their letters. They stand on the little boxes. Oh, you didn't get a letter. You are the one that didn't get a letter. You are the new HOH because the best move is to not go to the place where a bunch of people get killed. It's a horror movie, guys. What are you thinking?
That will gag them for sure. Look at you. That will gag them. Yeah.
Lavina, what do we think of this idea of like now the Thursday night competition is going to be sort of like the qualifying for the HOH, which is going to be on Sunday night?
I toss and turn with it. Because overall, I'm liking the competitions, you know, the mechanics of the competitions this season a lot, more than previous, not a ton. But as far as the qualifying stuff, I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen it enough to really hate it. I guess we'll see. I'm just hoping they don't continue it throughout the season.
I can't say I'm a fan because they're spending time on this in an episode where they need a lot of time and it's completely pointless. Not to mention the fact that like We didn't even finish the qualifying.
No, we got to still finish the qualifying. Yeah.
So this could have been the start of the actual competition and it wouldn't have made a difference because we still just have to move to Sunday. It was like, what was even the point?
Yeah. But I was, however, that this is, other than like, wasting time in the episodes, and really it depends on how much you even care about what's in the episodes, that this is much more benign than for them to have an HOH competition on Thursday and then invent a competition to have on Sunday that True. Comes up with some twist or power in the house. So that from a gameplay perspective, that it doesn't screw anything up. It just wastes everybody's time to do it.
Yeah,
this way.
Instead, they've come up with a different kind of twist that is unfortunately worse.
Yes, which doesn't take up any time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's talk about who we saw advance. We had a couple of people get the red envelopes. And somehow, of course, the one person who's injured, we've seen her go down in two different competitions, instantly finds the red letter.
Yeah, I was really hoping for a Jessica and Christmas moment. Like Taylor went over there yes. and like swatted the thing out of her hand or yanked it out. I would have lived for it. And some luck is on Jasmine's side. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that country twang that, you know, the Southern belt is holding out for, but it's something and homegirl's getting lucky.
I mean, I did see a video where she rubbed a magic lamp and a genie came too. Out.
It actually was pretty nice. We'll give her that. Her editing skills are really good.
Yeah. You think she did yes. them all herself?
They're TikTok. She's a millennial. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't do them, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised. She's yeah. one of those girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the real question here is, was her letter actually red? Because I've seen some replays and I feel like it might have been orange.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to start anything.
Yeah.
But that's.
Wait, are you being serious? Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never mind.
Check the replay.
It's okay. The confetti went up, guys. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the I will say though, a lot of the competitions, I feel like, or sorry, this competition is, at least the qualifying portion of it, is straight up just luck. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything that she could qualify for, sure, of course. If there's anything that she would qualify for, it would be this one. And I feel like she just kind of like rolled over to the little, what was it? Like the Olympic podium of yeah. like qualifiers. Like, I don't understand what that was, but they said she, Jasmine found one. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She did it. I was very worried that people were getting paper cuts.
No, Rob. I mean, they were thick. Well, I guess you can get a paper cut. Well, never mind.
Those are the worst kind.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
at least they had some eye protection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not a.
Yeah, what was that? Why were they all wearing the same glasses except like Michael?
I wonder if at some point they're going to get slimed.
No, well, no, because the papers were falling from the sky, so they looked up.
Oh, yeah, like, you could
yeah, look up and, you know what I mean? Like, bam,
get hit by a straight corner.
That's probably why.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm slow.
Terrence is qualified for part two of the HOH.
he has one question to ask.
I asked myself this question, and I ask it to you. What if
yes. I win the HOH?
What if it happens? Yes.
That's what he meant.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a warning.
All right. Brittany has qualified for part two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
So, I'm a fan.
Nobody else, I think, that we saw. But that means that two non-leftovers and one leftover currently qualifying for the HOH.
Mm-hmm. It was eight yeah. total out of, what, 13 people?
Seven. Oh, never mind.
Well, yeah, there's 13 people, but only 12 competing because Turner's not competing.
Mm-hmm. So eight will qualify, okay. Four will not.
Eight will qualify.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll see what happens on the Sunday night edition.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Should we bring in some questions from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast? Let's go ahead and start with Comp Throwing Tear says, didn't Nicole, who is competitive, doesn't want to lose, throw the HOH to ensure she was with Taylor? Threw the veto too. Said she would, right? I mean, that's some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Taylor's. Taylor's Lays.
I think we're done with it.
Okay. Easy. Do you think both besties that are HOH shouldn't be allowed to compete for HOH the next week, aka Jasmine wouldn't compete? Any thoughts on this proposed idea?
No.
Yeah. I mean, she Jasmine wasn't didn't HOH. Get
to, yeah, name noms or anything, so.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have done what Turner did, so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's all fair in love and war.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Question from The Amazing Race wants to know, do you think that there will still be confusion, chaos about the vote? It seemed like everyone was very accepting of the outcome. I think that will change, right?
I really don't think that's not personally what I saw because of the faces. Like Alyssa's face was very exactly that. Daniel and Nicole were extremely shocked by this. Look the same exact way. So I think that they're probably going to end up just blaming Daniel and Nicole, which will make for incredible feeds. So well, that's where I see it going.
The vote ended up being 7-4 instead of 6-5. Taryn, how do you think that that changes what the reaction will be?
It doesn't necessarily change it. It is what they were planning on. Because they knew that Daniel and Nicole might both cast sympathy votes, but they did decide this morning that only one of them would because Amira didn't want both of them to. So there were a couple different plans in play. One was that both Michael and Kyle went to Daniel and were kind of like, we would like to also cast sympathy votes. We would like to vote with you if possible. And he kind of shut them both down on that idea, but it's still out there now. They also, the big plan is that they had Taylor talk to Terrence and reveal the Pose Pack alliance to Terrence, saying that she overheard Kyle talking to Amira about it and then had Joseph get it out of Terrence, and Joseph told Terrence to tell Daniel about it. Terrence told Daniel about it, who then started talking to Joseph about it, and then the feeds cut. And so that was kind of the plan, is to get it to Terrence, get Terrence to tell other people like Daniel. And now both Terrence and Daniel have theoretically spread the news about the Pose Pack alliance, and anybody that voted Amira out is going to use that as an excuse to be like, we heard about Postpac coming from Daniel and Terrence, and we just panicked, and we didn't know what to do. And so that's kind of the plan. And there's still going to be people denying votes and trying to pin them, and they're going to kind of roll with whatever sticks.
Okay. All right. We will, of course, get to hear the first word about what's going on tomorrow morning on the live feed update with Taryn and Puya. All right. Jeremy from Jersey, what's the over under on how many times we hear who flipped in the next 12 hours of the feeds?
I would hope a large number.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it coming.
We love it. We love it.
Yep.
Okay.
Keep it coming.
Okay. This is a question from Jimmy G. If someone told you you look like a half rack of ribs, would you take that as a compliment? Well, that we heard.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Julie, you look prettier than a full rack of ribs.
Would you rather be a half rack of ribs?
My first question is, why is the quarterback of my NFL team asking us a question?
Yes, that's right, a good. Yeah. Well, Trey Lance is looking over his shoulder. Yeah. He's got a lot on his mind. Yeah.
I would rather be called podcast. A fool. I would rather be called a full rack.
Full rack of ribs. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's more nutrients. You get people feel more full more. You have that leverage and it's more sauce. So.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Our working theory all season was that the producers are like, hey, could you give us something like a little bit more country? Can you give us something like what kind of food would be like? Oh, what about blindside butter beans? Lavina, should we take this conversation with Julie as to mean that is Jasmine writing her own material or does a producer earlier in the day give her a line to deliver when she sits down in the chair? I will say that Jasmine was the first person to vote following the commercial break. So she's sitting there in the booth. And I wonder if maybe like during commercial, they're like, okay, Jasmine, tell Julie she looks like better than a full rack of ribs.
So what you're saying is that Jasmine was pushed.
I don't know. Is she acting of her own accord?
No, I don't think so. I think she's being fed lines just based off of how proud Big Brother overall seems like they are about these lines because of I've seen the Big Brother official account tweet, we're ready for some blindside butter beans. Mm-hmm. Like we're all like laughing together. Like, no, we're laughing at you guys.
Because
just letting you know,
Taryn, does she ever use these types of phrases outside the diary room?
So actually, yes.
Oh,
in fact, she was actually very proud of the fact that she was trying to come up with one for tonight. So, I think this one actually was her.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm just dead at the fact that, Rob, what you pointed out, she was the first one to vote after the commercial break. So that means she was sitting there marinating on the idea, salivating over the idea of calling Julie Chen Moonves, you look better than a half cup of, or whatever the hell she said. And I'm like, you really thought you ate that? Girl, you really thought you ate that? And I saw an update on Twitter, and I don't know if this is real or not.
Okay.
But I heard that she was workshopping some food names to call Julie, and one of the food names was going to be, you look better than like a chicken wing in an air fryer. Is that accurate? Okay, yes. And I'm like, how the hell chicken wing in an air fryer? You thought you ate that too? Like, it's just like, girl, come on. Like a half rack of ribs, a full rack, child. Call me. I don't know what food I would rather be. I do have some foods I would want to be called, but half rack of ribs isn't the top priority for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, this is how production is pushing Jasmine, in my opinion, that the first time, either the first time she says it or they prompted her to say it in the diary room before. But I can guarantee you the reason she is workshopping these lines is because every time she says one in the diary room, the producers are like, whoa, yes, Jasmine, that's incredible. Now we're going to be tweeting this from the official account nonstop. This is amazing. The fan base is going to be saying this line for 3 years. You're the best.
T-shirts.
Yeah, that's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt. That's a coffee mug.
Like,
Yeah.
All right. What am I going to come up with next?
Mm-hmm.
With somebody in the chat, they said one of her phrases could be slap my ass and call me Sally. If she says that, I'm done. Like if she mm-hmm. says, Julie, you look so good. Slap my ass and call me Sally. Like I'm dead. You know, and I'm from Texas and I don't know why I just had a country accent right there. This, whatever this is, mm-hmm. is getting to my it's fumes. But I've never heard those things in Texas before. Wow. I've never heard those things in Texas by my friends, by my families. I guess we're in the wrong part. And Texas is very southern, very south.
Yeah, very southern.
And I've never heard butter beans. I never heard and the twang mm-hmm. that's attached to it. It's very off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I talk about this, I get in the country accent myself.
Where's like she from?
Do you have a berry bowl?
Is that an acai bowl?
I don't think it's Does that have a fruit fly in it?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it says, I think it said in her bio, hometown Terry, Mississippi, and current city Atlanta, Georgia.
So, in Atlanta, I can't see her walking around saying, hey, y'all, what y'all up to today? Maybe in Mississippi, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I tweeted because Donnie, like, I'm very proud of this.
Yes.
Because I typically don't tweet because I don't think I'm that, like, I'm not Twitter, like, savvy. I'm not that funny typing things. But he put,
you're not Donnie so bad.
Put some, excuse me?
You're not so bad.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So Donnie put a video and I said, at Donnie, can you say blindside butter beans for me? And then he said, he responded saying a video of him saying blindside butter beans. I felt very when he did that. But he's the only country accent that I would like on Big Brother.
I love him. His videos are so comforting.
So mm-hmm. comforting.
I loop them.
They're so cute.
All right. Reality barbecue, where you can always get a full rack of ribs, says, did Jasmine get a paper cut looking through the expectation or looking through the invitations? Or are we expecting a different injury from the actual HOH competition?
I'm expecting a different injury from the second part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We don't know what it is yet. So there's definitely a chance.
Yes.
Oh, Rob, you meant happier than a fruit fly and a berry bowl.
Yeah.
I never heard that phrase. So I don't know.
Happier than a fruit fly. Berry bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that phrase before. And the only berry bowls that I know are acai bowls. And typically, mm-hmm. I don't have no fries around me when I eat those.
Mm-hmm.
Slap my ass and call me Sally.
Maybe that could be your new catchphrase.
I think so. It is, Rob. It sure is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nice going,
What's
Sally.
Happening?
Hey, slap my ass.
Yeah. Okay. Leland says, should Taylor try to reestablish a relationship with the girls on the outside of her alliance?
No, because they, in my opinion, no, because mm-hmm. they're not, they want nothing to do with her. Mm-hmm. And they're probably not going to want anything to do with her even more so now, because they will twist anything, any word, any situation in the house to make it her fault or make her a horrible person. And I don't think if Nicole is in the house, particularly, it's a good thing for Taylor to go back with the girls. Mm-hmm. She can be nice, like, but she's always nice.
Sure.
So she can just change nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I would say no to Nicole. But you know, in terms of game, like there's always a benefit to maintaining those open lines of communication. You know, things tend to change a lot over the course of a season. And if there are players like Alyssa or Indy who are kind of like solo after their allies get taken
solo
out.
Solo Dello.
Yeah, like having that relationship in place so that you can pick them up as a number and use them to win the game, like that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think if she does do that, do you think that, I feel like certain things, the leftover alliance, they're like a solid alliance, they trust each other. But I have seen like certain things where somebody will say something like, I hope Taylor doesn't do that because I stuck my neck out for her. And I feel like even if she does try to form some type of connection, she's going to be looked at so closely by the leftovers. And I feel like they can easily be sketched out by the possibility of Taylor having more allies than them. And so it's kind of be damned if you do, damned if you don't in that situation, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, it very much is. It's, we talked about this, but it's such a difficult position to climb out of because even the people that are standing up for you may still look at it like, hey, I've done you a favor here. Like you can't turn around and like not work with us now. Like, you know, like you kind of owe us. And there's like a, maybe a little bit of a perception of like, hey, like, you know, we were the ones who were in power and we've given you a little bit of power here. You know, like a little bit of ownership over over like the play or the situation that I don't think we've seen that yet, but it certainly could happen. We see it all the time in Big Brother where especially with like the nerdy archetypes or the outsiders, you pull them into the alliance. And if they dare do anything out of line, they get it way worse than anybody who was in power might get it.
All right, let's take a question from Jasmine Scooter. Says, why do you think Amira was so impressed with the Leftovers Alliance? I don't know if she seemed that impressed. What do you think that she whispered to Jasmine? Taryn, that you mentioned about getting extra clothes. Is that what happened when we saw Amira whisper to Jasmine?
Yes, I CSI'd it. I zoomed and enhanced, and she was just asking for to get the clothes from the closet.
You were doing lip reading?
No, I just clipped it and then I increased the volume.
Ah,
you're giving away my secrets here, okay. Rob.
All right.
I was actually hoping she was.
I'm no Brent.
Yes.
I was hoping that she would pull up Marcellus and go straight to the closet and take something out of a drawer. Whatever he like took something out of the drawer and just walked out. I was hoping for more of that. But I think she was a little bit too shocked. And to answer the second part of the question, I didn't get anything from her reaction-wise when they showed the leftovers on the screen, because she was just doing a whole lot of squinting and like looking around, like seeing who is. I don't know if she's wearing contact lenses. I know she wears glasses. I don't know if that was the issue. Yeah. Listen,
we know Kyle and Michael do.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. That's pretty much all I got from her, which is kind of like, is that Taylor on the screen? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And yeah, that was really it.
Okay. And then Lauren wants to know, who's the better actor, members of the Leftovers or Taryn during the live feed updates?
Ooh.
The Leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job.
You're very on much, mute, Jacob.
They very much tricked them all.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good on the questions. I think we could start to wrap things up. Anything else from tonight's episode before we head into the official start of week four?
You know, I've been saying it all week long, but, you know, the week has come to a conclusion. We've had a fantastic eviction episode with some powerful moments, a blindside that went through, hopefully some chaos after the fact. That, you know, just enjoy this moment, everyone. Like, this is Big Brother. This is why we watch the show. This is, you know, this is what made us fall in love with it in the first place, that keeps us coming back to be punished year after year. It's for moments like this. Mm-hmm. So make sure you enjoy these high highs before Big Brother comes back in, slaps your ass and calls you Sally. You know, just take the moment.
Sage advice. Okay.
Yeah.
I do have something to say. Something that pissed me off. Not pissed me off, but it's like so stupid. But I got so agitated when I saw Jasmine hopping to cast her vote when they have placed a perfectly black cane right there on her to like ease that up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why hobble and squabble to get to where you got to go? Also, for another attention. Thing for no period. That's all it was. And it, to get in there just to say, hey, Julie, you look better than a full like girl. No. And another thing I want to say, typically, I don't really listen to podcasts. I just kind of vibe with music in my ear.
Sure.
But this week's roundtable with Taryn, Asia and Melissa, I was eating some wings. I was like, let me just see.
From the air fryer?
Absolutely not. From Wingstop, Rob. And I was so like, I would really encourage people to like go back and listen to like the first, I don't know. I think I stopped listening at 30 minutes. It probably got better after that, but that was just my, like, I finished my food. I had to go. But I think they did such a good deep dive about, how this whole season, we're only in week three, but just like how, like the excitement, they really got together the excitement that the fandom will have about Big Brother and bringing it kind of back to life in a full circle moment, which I thought was very beautifully executed and illustrated. And so I just wanted to like really echo that. So if you haven't seen it, at least get up to the 30-minute part, because that's the part I did. But it was really good. Very beautifully said, the support of Taylor, the call out of the people that's not the leftovers, but also people that are the leftovers. And it was so, it was a nice conversation and a nice dialogue that I actually really liked. Also, another thing, Monty, I'm still on your ass because I be seeing some stuff and like, yeah, I get different people in the cookout, different people in the leftovers.
that's a whole different podcast.
That's a whole different show too.
Yeah.
But people in the leftovers, I get that, you know, they have, you know, I guess you plan a game. So what can you actually do? But when I see they support Taylor, yes, but still like get into conversations in the rooms where people still bashing Taylor, I'm just like, yo, like if you're going to stand for something, you know, stand for 10 toes down and like at least kind of like, hey, yeah, some try to do it. Monty, you don't try to do it. That pisses me off. But yeah, that's all I got to say. Great, great. This season actually, well, this week revived my hypeness for Big Brother again, because I haven't been that excited to watch a Wednesday's episode in like years, honestly. Mm-hmm. And you know, to get here tonight, even though I was podcasting, so I kind of had to watch it, I still wanted to like watch it, go on Twitter. So I think this week really built the momentum for season 24, and we're only in week 3, and I hopefully that can only go all the way up from here. Fingers crossed, kisses on both cheeks, love you down.
Yeah. Let's not say only.
Where did I wait? Oh, hey, okay. We gonna say what you say.
Yeah. No. We'll hope. We'll hope. Okay. All right.
I have one more thing. One more update. That in week one, I made an investment, a soundbite investment, and I feel like I've hit my first milestone. I've made my first big money on this this investment. I'm hoping it makes more. But got? I just wanted to remind everyone,
Queen's coming to get what's hers.
Yep.
Oh, I love that word. Yep. Mm-hmm. As it should be.
All right. Let's see what else is coming up here. Okay. We've got coming up tomorrow on Rob Has a Podcast. We will have a patron Q&A. Tara and I will be at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll send out the link if you want to join us live for the Q&A. We will also have our exit interview with Amira. So we'll have that for you. Be on the lookout for that. And of course, the live feed update at 11 a.m. Eastern time as Taryn and Puya break down everything that goes on overnight in the Big Brother house. Okay. If you missed it this week, we got the chance to talk to our friend Kevin Jacobs, winner of a Big Brother Canada 10, a fun interview that Taryn and I did earlier this week. So be on the lookout for that if you missed it. As you're waiting for the feeds to come back up, go ahead and check that one out. Then, on the challenge this week, of course, check out the recap. I believe Ali Lasher was away this week. And so it was Brian Cohen and Puya breaking down a very interesting episode 4 of the Challenge USA in our Challenge podcast feed. And then, of course, check out my exit interview as Brian Cohen and I talked to the latest pair eliminated from the Challenge. A good exit interview as well, if I may say so myself. I won't say who it was with, but I definitely recommend checking that out. Of course, we've been covering Claim to Fame, the new breakout hit reality TV series where we're guessing who is related to celebrities. There was some news today that Terrence was potentially almost cast for this show. Check out our episode 3 coverage with Jenny Autumn. Lavina, I appreciated that you recently said that you were very excited to see myself and Jenny Autumn back podcasting again.
Yeah, that's one of my new favorite shows. I've gotten so many family members hooked onto it. It's such a good show. And the fact that you guys dropped the episode mere hours after the episode comes out, that's key. A treat that in the morning.
Key. That was key.
Yes.
Okay. A new show that we talked about this week also as well, Snake in the Grass. Puya, myself, and Frail Mary talked about the reality TV men's edition of Snake in the Grass. Taryn, do you have a chance to watch Snake in the Grass yet?
I haven't yet. You know, Big Brother's been pretty consuming, but I'm excited to watch it. There's some great people on it.
Yeah, Yule, Earl, Malcolm, and Jeff from Naked and Afraid.
That Jeff guy. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I had been wondering, like, what's with all the Naked and Afraid people on Snake in the Grass? And I saw a commercial for Snake in the Grass that said, from the producers of Naked and Afraid. Like, I got it. I got it. So, yeah, a heavy dose of the Naked and Afraid people. All right. So, of course, I mentioned the patron Q&A coming up on Friday. I think we're also going to record the patron 5 for 5 tomorrow as well. I got the slop coming up on Monday. Our friend Kirsten McInnes is going to join us on the slop this Monday. Check out everything we have going on in our patron podcast feed, plus our patron community on Facebook and Discord, and much more when you head on over to robhasawebsite.com/patron. It's the end of the month of July. Unless you're going to go with the annual membership, I'd say hold off a couple days and join us on August 1st when you can try out being a patron all month long. Kicking in August 1st, robhaswebsite.com/patron. Okay. And make sure you hit robhaswebsite.com/subscribe for the links to subscribe to all of our different podcast show feeds on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get podcasts. All right, Jacob, what's coming up for you?
I'm about to hop in the shower and go to sleep. Well, actually, Beyonce's album is releasing tonight. Well, tomorrow morning. It's called The Renaissance. I need everyone to memorize every lyric of every song, of every movement, of everything. It's going to be epic and amazing.
Why would you memorize it?
Because you need to.
Is it going to be a test?
Yes, it's going to be. We're going to have a podcast about this, Rob.
Okay.
If it's memorized, then when Taylor wins HOH, I believe she has requested this album. You can play it in your head as she is listening and you can't hear.
I love it because it drops tonight. So it better serve purpose. But I was on the challenge podcast with
last
Rob,
week.
Not Rob. With Brian and Allie last week. Yes. It was so fun. It was such a good time. If you're late watching it, go tune in for some kikis and ha-has. And yeah, just be here chilling. Everyone can find me on all social medias at JacobJ_Jones. And yeah, that's where I just, you know, hang out.
Okay. All right. Jacob, great stuff here tonight.
Thank y'all for having me. Lavina, a pleasure to be on with you. Rob, of course, Taryn. Thank y'all.
Okay. Lavina, what's coming up for you?
Just more Big Brother 24. I'm super excited about the season. You know, I was also feeling very down. Like I tweeted, I love Big Brother in all caps. Like I feel great now. You know, I think that we all deserve a week like this. I think OG Big Brother fans really deserved a week like this. So I'm super excited about that. And you can follow me. I'm only on Twitter. So you can follow me there at LPavs with 2 S's.
Okay. So nice to have you back here tonight, Lavina. All right.
Thanks.
And then Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Just hanging out, watching episodes, reacting, eating some Lay's here and there. It's a great time. Bring your Lay's and we'll just.
Are you sponsored by Lay's now?
If anybody from Lay's is watching, look at this face. Come on.
Yes. Right?
Already made for you. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Get that bag. Get that bag. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. check out the Twitch channel. Find some Among Us videos over on YouTube. Find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the live feed update tomorrow, the Q&A, all of the great stuff coming for the Big Brother coverage and all of it. So, yeah.
Wait, also, you did have a little interview with Tiffany that dropped. I forgot when. Were y'all in the same location?
Yeah. Yeah. I went up to LA.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Did you watch 5 minutes of that?
Well, I haven't tuned in yet. I just saw a screen grab, but I will.
He's catching up.
Get to it. Yeah.
His honesty.
Yeah.
I'm watch. I love you both. So I love that.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. We also, I think, had a new all-time high in terms of viewership here tonight. I saw over 8,000 people here with us live for the recap.
Over 8,000?
Yeah. So thank you so much for being here with us. We'll be back for another eviction next Thursday night. So you know where to find us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.